US-led NATO military alliance has confirmed that hundreds of British military personnel have arrived in the Afghan capital, Kabul. This after British Prime Minister Theresa May announced in July that her country was deploying an additional 440 troops to NATO's Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan. NATO says the British troops will assist and advise Afghan troops to tackle the widespread insurgency across the country. However, many believe the deployment of more UK troops to Afghanistan will not help improve the security situation there.
The presence of over 100,000 foreign military forces alongside some 300,000 national troops over the past two decades has not been beneficial to us. The security situation is deteriorating.
Some even accuse London of pursuing secret plans through supporting some militant groups.
The British government is of those states who stand accused of founding and backing the Taliban. The deployment of more UK troops will not lead the country to peace, but it will further fuel the conflict here. British forces are following particular agenda and goals in Afghanistan.
The United States and its allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001 to topple the Taliban as part of Washington's so-called War on Terror. The offensive removed the Taliban regime from power, but the militants are still operating in huge parts of the country with deadly attacks still targeting innocent civilians. The Daesh terrorist group has also taken advantage of the ongoing chaos and established control over some areas in the east of the country. The deployment of more foreign forces to Afghanistan takes place at a time of increased attacks by the Taliban across the country. The militants have long demanded the withdrawal of foreign troops or a timetable for the pullout before peace talks with the government could begin. Reporting for Press TV, Amin Alemi, Kabul.